Hello and welcome to We Don't Do Stuff. I'm Sunny Dapp and I'm joined with my co-host.
My name's Jazz. Is that all we're doing for intros?
That's all we're doing.
Okay, so I'll introduce why we were doing the podcast. So we're doing the podcast because we found that during the week and during our normal working week, we don't actually do stuff. So the whole idea of the podcast is to challenge ourselves to do stuff and then discuss those things on the podcast.
What we did. So since we last recorded this, we done something that we don't usually do. We went to watch It, but we went on a Tuesday evening. So we normally save the cinema till the weekend, so that was interesting. So Jazz, what was your thoughts on It?
I think also it was also the fact that we went to watch a horror movie, because I think that's probably the first horror movie that I've watched in the cinema.
That's
for
true.
Ages. Because in the last one was Woman in Black.
Yeah, I remember we watched that, which was cool. Yeah. And I think after that, you just kind of like totally miss watching any horror films. But mainly because I think we've been watching a lot of horror films recently, haven't we?
Yeah, we watched a few on like Netflix.
Yeah.
But I think that kind of built us into it. And I think maybe that's why one of the reasons why I didn't actually find it that scary.
Yeah.
Because we've kind of like got
we've
built into
it. We've been like a massive marathon of like scary films.
So and what did I think of it?
Yeah, what do you think of
do
it?
Do you know, I just realised.
Yes.
Am I the co-host?
No, you're not the co-host.
You're the host.
Have I taken over your podcast? No, I think we're
no, still... I thought it was your podcast.
Oh, is it? Okay, now cool. I'm cool with that.
It's I'm only cool my that. Podcast when it becomes good.
Well, when it comes successful and it's like being downloaded in about 10 different countries.
So, we went to watch It. It was pretty good. It was a remake. We didn't watch any reviews. We didn't see any marketing for it, which is pretty good. I don't think I saw any...
trailers.
Trailers for it.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good that we didn't. And on the whole, I thought it was a really good film. I would probably give you like 3.5 stars out of 5.
3.5 out of 5. Yeah. Fair enough.
Because normally we always say 3 stars.
Yeah.
At most films we thought they were okay. But I think the reason why this was good is because the actors were good and they were funny.
Yeah. Especially that kid from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
I was going to say to you, did you watch the original?
No.
Yeah. I don't think I knew about it, but I never actually watched it, probably because...
Someone at work was telling me that they had the original, and it's on two-disc DVD. And I was like, either the film's that old, or it's that long. Do you remember when things came in two-disc?
Oh, my God. I remember I used to got Goodfellas on DVD, and then you get to the end of the film, where you have to turn the DVD around to play the other bit. And you think to yourself, like, technology's come such a long way now that you can get literally a USB stick or a memory card, which has got like 1 terabyte, 2 terabytes. So going back to It, I think, because I never seen the original, I never had this attachment to it, which was great. And also, I find that the whole It movie was... Watching it was like watching Stranger Things on the big screen. You definitely agree on that. And what made it more closer to Stranger Things was you had that one kid in from Stranger Things as well.
Yeah.
I can't remember the actor's name. But it was great. And I think part of the It movie, I think I enjoyed more of the struggles of the children and the whole how they formed their own losers club. Spoilers, by the way. Spoiler alert. We're going to be reviewing this and it's all spoilers because I can't be dealing with non-spoiler reviews. So, well, what do you think about that? I mean, did you feel at any point that when the It monster was turning up, it was like, oh, here comes the...
I don't think that it was, like, supernatural scary, because I think all the previous movies we watched, they were, like, supernatural scary.
So like the Conjuring like, and stuff
yeah,
like
so
that.
This was, like, a physical monster that was changing itself to scare those children. So, for that reason, I thought it was good. Because I don't know about the original. Is the original meant to be a supernatural?
I don't know. I think...
Or is it always just being,
it's
like,
always... From what I've read about it, the monster would always change to someone's greatest fear. Now back in the day when this when it may have been written, from what I read up, the monster was changing to stuff like the creature from the Black Lagoon, or other scary monsters of that time.
Yeah.
But now, you know, it's always shows its natural form as that scary clown. I think a lot of the scariness from this clown, it was because, you know, he would change himself into different things to scare the kids, but then I think it was more interesting seeing the kids being scared of the things in everyday life when they weren't the clown. I felt sometimes the clown was just there coming and just like, I think it was showing everything.
Are you questioning why he was a clown?
Not why he was a clown, but I think the fact that, well, when you didn't see the clown, it was more scary. So what I'm trying to say is that the subtlety was more scary.
Oh, right, yeah.
Like, for example, in the scene where Bev's in the bath and you could hear the voices in the drain.
Yeah.
That was like, you know, holy shit, what's gonna happen next? Mm. But as soon as you see the big massive reveal, oh, the clown's here.
Yeah.
It was like, it kind of, I don't know.
But I think this is how one of the reviewers explained why.
Yeah.
The clown was scary to them.
Yeah.
Because they saw the clown and they didn't associate with being scary. But then because it was happening in scary scenarios, then they associated the clown with, they were scared of it.
Oh, okay.
So then throughout the movie, he kept becoming the clown because they were actually scared of
the clown. Yeah, yeah.
Because originally they probably weren't, but eventually they were scared of it, the clown. So I think overall, I think it was like a really good...
No, I think it definitely was a good film. And I think...
I was even thinking of watching it again.
Yeah, I'll be up for that. But are you inviting me into the cinema to watch it with you? Are you going to go with someone else? I was thinking of watching it again. No, I don't mind coming. No, not with you, Sonny. Not with you.
No, I wouldn't mind watching it again. I think it would be pretty good.
Some of the cool films out, because you go to a cinema on a Tuesday night, and it was pretty busy for a Tuesday.
Yeah, do you remember those people that wanted to watch that movie that was showing?
I know, man. Some people turned up to watch the Hitman's Bodyguard, and I was like, I really want to turn around and say to them, "You should watch it." But then, the kid, who was serving them, he was like, "You should watch this other film." I can't remember what it's called, man. Wildfire or something. I don't know what it's called, man. It's signed Jeremy Renner or something. I was like, don't watch that. You should be recommending it.
Yeah.
But I think it was definitely good, and I definitely want to see part two. And I'm kind of happy that they just literally kept this part of the film, because in the original the TV series, it keeps switching back to when they were kids to when they're adults to when the kids to when they're adults. So it should have been that they switch it back. They should have just kept it as it was great that they kept it as the children. And I think the other good films that looked cool that we've seen trailers for was this one called The Ritual, which looked like a British horror film that looked pretty cool. And the Jigsaw movies as well. Just when you thought Saw couldn't get any more sequels out of Saw, they managed to get more sequels out of Saw.
Is there more sequels for Saw than Fast and Furious?
There might be. I don't even know, man. I'll have to check it up.
Is it Fast and Furious 7? We're on 8.
We're on
Fast
8.
Fast and Furious 8, isn't it?
We're on Fast and Furious 8, which may be delayed, apparently, if...
No, hold on. I thought you said... wasn't this Fast and Furious 8?
This is it, yeah.
So it's Fast and Furious 9, is it?
9, yeah, which may be delayed.
Okay.
Because Rock might go and do his own solo movie, which I think The Rock is probably a good part of them films. But, you know, would you want to watch the entire...
I don't care about The Rock being in Fast and Furious. Anyway, so back to it, yeah. I think that overall is a good movie and it's worth watching, and I think I enjoyed it more. And I think I laughed a lot more than I thought I was going to.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like loads of jump scares, but it wasn't.
There were loads of jump scares, and I think there was.
Were they? I don't remember them, you know.
There were some scary bits in it, which you're thinking, no way. And I think because we liked the characters, it made it more engaging when the characters were going to get, you know, when the characters were getting scared and all that. Because generally, you watch these teen slasher films, and you know they haven't built the characters enough for you to feel emotionally attached to them, so you don't really give a shit what happens to them. But with these kids, because you know you met the kids and you know you get to see what their life's about, it was you know, you felt for them when they were getting scared and when they're about to get killed. The other thing you had with it though, and this is, sorry,
saying that you're attached to them, what are the names? I can't remember.
Georgie was the new kid. Yeah.
Georgie's brother.
Yeah.
There was the kid with the allergies.
Yeah. There's Mike. Mike's the...
There was that Jewish kid.
He gets homeschooled.
Yeah.
But this, according to the original, I know if it's the original, I know it's definitely in the original film, they basically had... Mike's character was a character in the film that was, because he was homeschooled, and like he works on the farm, he's always in the library, so he's always the one who's doing the research.
Yeah.
Which now thinking about it, you know, they literally just sidelined that character with just that one trope that he's getting racially bullied. And I thought you could have made his character so much more complex.
They could have been, but I think that a lot of the characters were, like you're saying, that that's a bit cliche.
Yeah.
But like, I think a lot of the characters are cliche.
So that fat kid who loves to read.
Yeah, but the thing about it, they were calling that other kid Einstein with the glasses.
Yeah.
But he wasn't clever. But isn't that what kids do?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
Like they'll call the person based on what they look like,
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, not what they are.
So, yeah. So
that's true, isn't it?
Yeah. But I thought the jokes that the kids were coming out with were hilarious.
And the thing I also loved about it as well is that the kids were, they were, the dialogue was written, they were acting like a proper kid. And it just so, like, so it keeps reminding me of Stranger Things. And did you know that apparently the brothers who direct Stranger Things, they were pitched to do It, the remake, but then they the people are like, well, we're not gonna have you guys because we don't know who you are. Oh my god, what? They're probably gonna be ringing them up now and saying, can you please come back for the sequel, or can you please come back for another adaptation? Because
why would they? Because the Stranger Things was good because it was set in the '80s and they had that kids nostalgia. Yeah. This one's going to be, the next one's going to be set in 2016, 2017.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is going to be modern day.
Yeah. Which, do you think that it's going to be, I think what made It and what makes these films scarier is the fact that it's set in a time where we didn't have technology where you could contact people straight away, where you could also take a picture.
Yeah. Okay, so we haven't watched them. Sorry, what was the question?
Yeah, so what I was going to say was that, do you think the sequel, if it is set in 2015, 2014, or what went like now, do you think it's going to be as scary as the original? Do you think do you think technology is going to make the clown less scary, or do you think the clown's going to be
no? Because the clown, he's adapts to the fears of people in this modern world. So if in the modern world, my fears are going to be like, not being able to take a good selfie.
Well, not even that, right? Or you're going to lift your phone up and it's going to be like, oh no, you got low battery.
Low battery.
I don't know what it's going to do.
So if the car's going to be walking around like a flashing low battery sign.
Or like, I don't know.
Snapchat filter.
Yeah. Or it's one of those things, isn't it? Or it's like, he's always going to make you take shitty selfies, so you're going to take loads more. Or he's going to go in and he's going to frape your Facebook status. Now, coming back to It, the review, I thought it was good.
This is what I was going to say to you about It, yeah. So, yeah. Obviously the kids have said at the end that they're going to, if It comes back, they're going to get back together and kill It.
Yeah.
But being traumatised by It,
yeah,
would you not train and become a trained weapon?
Okay, I know what you mean. So how long are they
27 years
to get in mentally and physically get in the shape of their lives to defeat this entity.
If 27 years later, they're just like normal
adults
with
desk jobs and like
that is going to be shit, because at the end of the day, you would have been like,
but think about if this
whole, at least one of them would have been.
If this whole thing's based on fear as well, they could just do some sort of neurolinguistic program where they can just learn about how to eradicate their own fears.
No, but I was gonna say that if you was a kid, you would train up to be that thing. Do you think that's gonna happen next movie? Because I don't think it is.
I think if it did happen, it's gonna be like you've written the tension out of the scene, so they can't do that. They can't make. You know, that's true though. When people do have these encounters with these, even if that real life killers, like for example, I don't know, the Scream, the bad guys from Scream or whatever, no one ever thinks, fuck, this town's been facing a lot of horrible things going on. You know, we should put in security features and we should have weapons and we should learn how to fight. So if this ever happens again, we'll be ready for it, but they never seem to be ready for it.
Yeah. No, but at least one kid would be ready.
That'd be interesting to see if they do that.
Just one of them has to be prepped.
Who do you think, out of the kids now, who do you think's going to be the one that's like...
Georgie.
That's mean, man. Georgie got killed.
Okay, shall we move on to our next topic? Because I think...
We've talked everything out of it. But I definitely recommend...
the co-host.
I definitely recommend watching it. And I definitely recommend I definitely recommend. I'm probably gonna go and see it again. But yeah, that's cool, man. So what else have you been up to? What
I think you mentioned earlier about that. It had some good character development in there. Yeah. And like that was for like an hour with a hour or so with the movie. So I've been watching this program called Helix, which I was saying to you earlier when I was talking to you about it. So we stopped having conversations that are not podcast related.
We stopped having conversations at all, and then we'd be like, look, let's save it for the podcast.
Okay, so I was saying to you earlier that I can't tell if it's a zombie series,
yeah,
or vampire series or werewolf or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But the only way I could describe it was like it started off a bit like World War Z.
Okay.
With Brad Pitt. So they're like in a lab and they're trying to control this virus which is making people go mental, and they were like becoming zombie like. But I think I've finished the first series, and you were saying about like the characters dying. So like in there, a couple of characters died. I did not give a shit that those characters died.
And that's so weird because that was basically that's TV as well. Yeah. And TV's meant to be like
they could have slow built and it up drawn slowly, out. Like, yeah.
For example, you know, I don't know if you still watch it, but The Walking Dead as well. The
Walking Dead, Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Better Call Saul. I think that's in a way like kind of been spoiled with the good TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Daredevil.
When did Helix come out?
Like, I think Helix is pretty old. Yeah. I think it was 2015, 2016 time.
Yeah. But I mean, TV's old. Like. Yeah. Come on, so long, like.
So, anyway, so Helix, the show, it's about a couple of scientists who get called to a private lab.
Yeah.
And in the private lab, they've been trying to work on antivirus or trying to cure the world's ailments. And in the program, a virus escape and all the scientists start becoming infected and they become zombie-like. So, the show, I can't even think of a single character's name, even though I've been watching it.
Hiteki?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's that character, that actor, I can't remember his name now. Hiroshi, one of the guys' name was.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's like loads of different characters, but if one of them dies, it kind of feels like you're not bothered.
Yeah.
And the only reason that I would be bothered is because the characters on screen are bothered.
Yeah.
Whereas really, I wouldn't be.
Yeah.
And I think a few of the characters did die, but I wasn't really that bothered. And the other thing that I found with the program was, I found it enjoyable enough to watch.
Yeah.
But I think the other thing that I didn't enjoy about it was that they were tracking each episode by day.
Yeah.
Whereas the days didn't make sense.
So they weren't in like real time?
What has been shown on screen.
What's the point of doing that?
But in the last few episodes, they jumped ahead 200 odd days.
Whoa. You can't just do what happened in 200 days. Like,
no, but they went back.
Oh, okay.
So they jumped ahead, then went back.
Okay.
So I think that in the second series, they're going to jump ahead.
Yeah.
So they're going to skip some bits out. But I did like the slow pace of what happened between days 1 and 14. So I like that kind of element of it. I think overall it was a good series. The episodes weren't too long.
Yeah.
And it didn't drag too much. But a lot of the character arcs were very forced.
Yeah.
And like there was this guy, the main guy. Can't remember his name, so let's just call with main scientist guy 1.
Yeah, okay.
And he was married to main scientist lady 1, Julia Walker.
Yeah, I remember.
So was Julia Walker was married to that guy, and I can't remember his name. Alan.
Tom? Alan, okay.
So Alan and Julia Walker married, and there's this other girl, a younger scientist, and I'm trying not to be sexist here because I know you like calling me out on it. Even though I'm not. Okay, so the younger scientist fancies Alan for no reason.
Okay.
Because Alan is just ugly. Bland personality. Bland.
Okay.
And he's got like no character to him. And he's clearly a man with no hobbies or interests.
You know, he should do a podcast every week.
Cause we don't do stuff. So he's just dull, and you just think to yourself that how has this person been married?
Yeah.
Have any kind of relationships with anybody?
Yeah.
It's just boring. Anyway. And eventually he meets up with his ex-wife's mother.
Yeah.
And the only thing that she says is, he's so handsome. And you're looking at the guy and thinking, is he?
Yeah. she just read what was on the script.
Like, he's the guy's got no personality.
Oh man.
Anyway, apart from a few character flaws,
yeah,
you think it's a generally it's a good enough.
What would you rate it out of 5 stars?
I think probably 3. That's our safe go-to.
Yeah.
3, about 3, 2.5, ish. Yeah. It's never gonna be. It's Breaking Bad level.
It's not gonna be Breaking Bad level. Yeah, that's what I was mean. Even like,
But I think the way I start watching series, if it's got a second series, somebody must have enjoyed it, or it must have got enough viewings
for it to be that's okay. True. That's a really.
So it's got a second series, so yeah. I'm assuming that people enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So I think it was pretty good overall.
I'll tell you what I've been watching as well. What we're always watching as well is Rick and Morty. And like, you could just do an entire podcast on that. Have you found the season 3? Yeah, have you found that?
I was thinking that we've been watching season 3 every episode.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure that I haven't watched all of first series and second series.
Okay, we'll have to come back and watch them.
Yeah.
But I put on one episode and I was watching it. And I was like, you know, when you're watching something, you're thinking, I don't remember any of this. I don't remember any of these scenes. So I think you're right. I think I need to go back and just watch it fully. And realising how dense an episode is, how much things they pack into it. Sometimes you have to go and watch it 3 or 4 times just to fully appreciate what's happening.
Yeah, I was trying to explain to someone else about Rick and Morty, and you always start off with, it's based on Back to the Future.
And then some people, if they don't get Back to the Future, they think, oh, I'm not interested. Mm. But it's not even, it is based on Back to the Future.
Yeah.
But sometimes if you, so you can't even like, I don't think you should even start with that. I think you just say it's about,
but then you start off with granddad. It's a cartoon show.
Yeah, and then people still. Yeah.
And then they just switch off from
it. Yeah.
But anyway, it's been pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good show. But I was saying that, you know, like, I was trying to explain to somebody at work that what it is. And I was saying that it's not about time travel, it's about alternative realities.
Yeah.
And I could see this person getting really bored and they're just switching off. So then I thought, I might as well bring it back to something they used to.
Yeah.
So I was like, so, if that show is based on alternative realities, do you think that we're in the alternative reality currently? Like, our real life situation is the alternative reality?
I've always thought of it as if, like, just how I view alternative realities is, it's like, you say you got 2 choices to do something. So you know, I've got a feeling that the reality is split. Ourselves split from that reality to that reality. So the one, so somewhere out there, there's a healthier version of me
who's living in a non-Brexit Britain.
Yeah, exactly.
Where Hillary Clinton is the
president.
The president. Yeah.
Yeah, and
so I'm saying, I think that we are in the alternative reality.
So we're like,
and I'll tell you this other thing that I mentioned, because I know it's not a political podcast, but I said, like, this I was trying to like talk about stuff that works. So I was like. Do you agree with any of the policies that Trump has or any of his views?
Yeah,
like, obviously, no. Most people generally don't agree with everything he says.
With nothing he says.
And so she goes, yeah, because, you know, like, he's kind of says all the stuff that we're all thinking.
No.
And she said, I said, what kind of things, like, is he thinking that we're doing?
Yeah.
And she goes, you know, like, bombing other countries. I was like, what? You thinking of bombing other countries? And she goes, no.
That's horrible.
Like, that's what he's doing. I was like, that's awful, man. I reckon that we're in the alternative reality.
Well, we got, we're in the shit reality.
Anyway, probably one of the reasons why we don't do things. We just like to stay in our little safe zone.
It feels like that sometimes. But I tell you, and one more thing I've done as well. No, I've been to do for a while. So for like a past year, I was saying, you know, I always want to go and do some weekly screen acting classes. And I went into them at the Actors Centre, and it's wicked. And I think that's, and I literally thought to myself, because we've been speaking on doing this podcast for a while, and I thought, you know what, I have to do it, because I don't want to get to the end of the year and be like, you know what, I still need to do that. And the year just, in a good way or a bad way, it's just been flying by, and we still got our DIY to sort out. We're just waiting on Gasman cometh, sort his things out. But other than that, so we need to now think to ourselves, what do we want to do for next week?
We were saying that we should put loads of ideas in a hat and pick them up.
But
recently I joined Pinterest. Can you join? Do you join Pinterest?
Pinterest.
I downloaded the app.
Yeah.
And actually, I didn't even see this on Pinterest. I saw it on Twitter.
Okay.
So what somebody done was, they put loads of, to help them randomly select stuff, rather than writing on bits of paper, they wrote all their ideas or whatever on popsicles. Do we call them popsicle sticks, or do we call them ice lolly sticks?
Ice lolly sticks?
We call in...
But if you're in, if you're in Liverpool, they call them lolly ice sticks.
Really?
Anyway. Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so yeah. Ice lolly sticks, they wrote loads of them on there. And then they pick them at random.
Yeah.
So we could do that.
We wouldn't have to eat loads of ice cream.
Yeah.
I ain't down for that.
Okay, so anyway, we need to put loads of things in a hat and start picking out things that we're going to do.
Yeah.
Because this week, the only thing that we did differently was that we went to watch the cinema on a day that we don't normally go. To watch a genre we don't normally watch.
Which is small, tiny steps. That's how you make change.
And the reason I started watching Helix was because I thought, okay, let's watch something non-superhero related.
Which in the end was...
It effectively was a genre that I enjoy watching.
Yes, science fiction. And then...
I think we stuck in a loop of...
the stuff you like doing.
Just doing the stuff that we always do.
Yeah.
And that is the reason we're doing the podcast, because we're trying to break that circle of doing the same things again and again.
Again and again. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I got one thing that I definitely want to do is, and it sounds boring, but we ain't done it for a while, so technically it is new. It's just hit the gym.
Hit the gym?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we need to start going back.
So let's make that our thing. We do that.
This week?
I know it's going
to be next Monday.
We have to plan to go. We're going to have to do it sometime. Man. I know we're busy in the evening because we've got wedding.
I think this week might be a bit difficult.
I think we've just got to make time for it, man.
Hmm. Morning, maybe?
Morning, yeah. Got to make time for it.
Hmm.
But this is...
That's cool. So what we'll do for next week is we need to...
Hit the gym.
Make a hat. No.
All right.
We need to put ideas in a hat, not make a hat.
Yeah,
put ideas in a hat.
Yes.
Think of some ideas. Next week, we're going to just try to go back to the gym.
Go back to the gym, man.
And then the week after, we need to start picking some real challenges. And did you find somewhere to upload this podcast?
Yeah, I'm going to try SoundCloud.
Okay, cool.
As much as I try SoundCloud, that's a neighbor's dog. Okay. You try SoundCloud.
Okay, so, is that the end of our show?
This is it. So, I've been Sunny.
And I've been Jazz. And our Twitter account is We Don't Do Stuff. So, you could follow us on that. Do we have any followers on that? Let me just check.
Probably not. Oh, Jazz is signaling in with his hands. What was that? 5,000 followers, Jazz.
No. We've got no followers.
Of course, because we are.
And we're not following anyone.
Yeah.
See you. Okay. So, yep. Thanks for listening.
See ya.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.